Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, lady.
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Whoa, what are you doing here?
Well, come on in. It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, and here we go. There's Gandhi, Scary.
Hi.
Danielle.
Hello.
And there's Garrett, Scotty B.
Hi.
And Straight Nate.
Hello.
And a special guest on the way in. Did I say Froggy?
No, but it's here. I'm here,
and Froggy. Everyone's on a screen today. Everyone's at home. Anyway, so here we are, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Tomorrow, Friday, our four-day week. How did you like your four-day week?
I'd like more of them, please.
More.
Fabulous.
So it's funny. I felt like it went by quick. Yesterday, Scary was like, this week's going by so slow.
Really?
Well, at first it was going slow, but now that it's Friday, quicker than I thought it would be, it's going fast.
Good.
Yeah, so I like this.
Yeah,
I do. How do we get more of these?
Don't get used to it.
Okay.
We're not going to do it. I wish we could. I love getting free stuff in the mail. So, in the days when I used to work out here in New York at the gym, my guy Charlie, who I love, I miss my trainer, he also worked out with Kristen, who has this hair product company called The Best Paste. And you know her, right,
yes.
Garrett?
Yeah, she does hair for Paul Rudd, Ryan Reynolds, Zayn, and she created this company based off of a product that she made, and all these celebrities are using it. She actually opened up her own factory down in Jacksonville, too, when she works out of New York City. So,
So anyway, she said, hey, Elvis, any friend of Garrett's is a friend of mine. I miss our days at the drive gym with Charlie. Enjoy your best paste. So it always pays to work out with cool people. So there you go. I miss working out. My tits are so big.
Oh, my gosh.
There, you know what? Gandhi and I were having a conversation earlier. Well, it's rolling into fall in a couple of weeks. And so sweater season means you can bulk up a little bit.
Yes, we get to work on our winter bodies.
It's the best.
Well, I know, but I need to get rid of my winter body from last year.
Well,
So, God.
It's bulking season.
I'm trying. Oh. I'm trying.
We have to bulk so we can cut later.
I'm doing less carbs, more protein, more fruits, vegetables.
Elvis, can we work out together one time?
No, because it would be embarrassing for me.
No, I don't judge.
Yeah, you do.
Everyone moves at their own pace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Move at Scary's pace, Elvis.
Would you work out with Scary Elvis?
No, I don't want to work out with anyone. I miss my trainer though. I need a trainer. I can't work out on my own.
What are you trying to say, Froggy?
If you work out with Scary, you know how good you'll look out.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you probably feel better about your like stamina if you work out with Scary. Like, look how well I'm doing.
That's not what working out is about. You are your own competitor when you work out. You don't need another person.
One class, everybody. Let's all do it as a show. I think it would be a good team
building. Did we do that one time?
We tried this.
All right, you guys go ahead. Right. I'm not doing it. No. I'm going to work out eventually.
Remember when SoulCycle brought the bike sneakers up here?
No, oh, yes, God. Yes.
I went to SoulCycle. I vomited. I was so messed up.
Okay, you know what a great workout is?
Moving on.
You know what a great workout is?
What?
Roller skating.
Oh, God.
And we're all doing it on Monday. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in your legs.
I wish I could go roller skating with you guys. Oh, you know what? The reason why they're going, I can't, is I've got to go do something, but we're celebrating Diamond's birthday at
United Skates of America.
United Skates of America. Yeah. Are you guys all going?
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I think so.
Up in the air.
Fuck, no, you're going.
No, it's up in the air, I said.
I'm getting skates for you. You're going.
Where's Diamond? Is she taking a poo?
She hasn't responded.
I have a sea urchin in my foot, Scotty. I might not be able to go.
Okay, there's pads.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, hold on. As soon as Diamond gets back, we have to talk about her birthday gift, which she's not taking seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
She's been asking people for ideas. Like, you would think you would have an idea where you want to go on vacation.
Right.
But she's like, where do you want to go? Where, if I, you were me, where would you want to go? But that's not the point.
All right, we're going to grill her as soon as she flushes and washes her hands and goes back. All right, so a few of us have medical procedures coming up.
Well, we don't have them coming up, but Nate and I are planning on some plastic surgery things, type things.
Oh, do you need my Jewish doctor? He's fabulous.
Yes, I do.
Maybe. Yeah. So I want to get a hair transplant.
What? You have more hair than anybody on the show.
Then I want to keep it that way. So the women in my family, I swear, they have like thinning hair. Some people have thinning hair. Uh-huh. And I heard that with the hair transplant, you're supposed to do it sooner than later while your hair is still growing.
Too late
and
for
healthy.
Me then.
No, you never know.
So have you been looking into it?
I have a friend who got a hair transplant recently, and it looks great. He looks great. So I think that I can do it. I want to do it.
How much hair was he lacking?
So he did the thing where he did it before it was an issue. He noticed he was thinning a little bit, and then he just went and got it done, and it looks awesome.
What happens when you're too far gone, like the back of my head?
I have no idea. I need to look into this. But I think more people get this done than we know about, and I want to get ahead of it. I want to get ahead of the game.
Where do they take the hair from? Is it like your pubes or?
Your butt.
Ew. No, they don't put pubes on your head, Nate.
Danielle, can I have some of your mustache hair for my head?
No problem. I'll get that for you.
Nate, your ball hair is a different consistency than the hair on your head.
But it's still
hair.
It's bristly.
It's rough. It's going to look like ball hair on your
head. Just condition it.
Listen, you ask any bald guy, I'm sure they would rather have ball hair on their head than no hair.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, Froggy.
You have like a cow's heart piece. No. And now,
you know what, Nate? I can speak to this.
It comes from the back. So my friend who did it, he took it from the back of his head and had it placed all over.
Okay.
And then he shaved it so that it was all the same length, and he went and got the little tattoos put in the spots where they took the hair. It looks amazing.
Wow.
And you know the best place to do that, Gandhi?
Turkey.
Istanbul. They say that they do it better than everyone else.
Everyone says they do it better than
No, they do.
Might as well get a butt implant, too.
I know three people who got it done, and they flew to Turkey.
Wait, hold on. Look how he holds up to number three.
They flew to Turkey. Three.
The thumb and the...
That's what's
the
matter? Not normal.
Pointer in the middle finger.
I'm not double-jointed like you guys.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
You can't do the first three fingers and put your pinky and your thumb together?
Three is one, two, three.
You're like Mickey Mouse. You're missing a finger.
is that weird? When you hold up three fingers, Diamond, how do you hold up three fingers? Do it.
She held up her pinky.
That's how. Sit down, Diamond. We have to talk to you.
Oh,
yeah.
That way?
So anyway,
yeah.
My favorite moment of the day, Scary going, Istanbul!
Istanbul!
I know it!
Wait, can we go back to what Froggy was saying? Like, wouldn't you rather have ball hair on your head than no hair?
No, and I can speak for this because I have a bald spot, and I would like to have it filled, but it's not. But my point is, I would rather have my bald spot and put a hat on than have my ball hair growing out of the top of my scalp. Sorry.
Why? But wait. If you wash it, what's the difference?
I wouldn't mind having someone else's ball hair on my head if it's still connected to their balls.
Is that bad?
No, that not does. At all. Hello?
That is different.
Hello, HR, I'll hold it. Hey, your procedure is a hair transplant. What's yours, Nate?
I want to get what you had done. What's this thing? Ready?
Oh, it's called a facelift.
Because my theory, just like Gandhi, you get it done now, nobody's going to notice in 15 years.
As you can see, it drops after a while. You want to wait and you want more stuff to tighten up. Okay, I'm just telling you from experience.
5 years then. Nowhere.
Get a good face transplant. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Yeah, and then I hear you get a lot of great boob jobs are done in the Dominican Republic. The DR, go there.
Yeah, Brazilian butt lifts, everything, yeah.
The only thing I want is something minor, and it's a little bit of this, a little both. I think I may do some Botox.
Istanbul.
No, you don't need that.
Scary, listen, you can go to Hialeah in Miami and get some teeth work done. They do it right in the back of their car, so you don't even have to go to the dentist.
I'm doing some Botox in New Jersey on Friday if you want to join
me. Nice. Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All my friends say they do preventative.
Yeah, Botox. Yes. Heather does it.
Oh my God, I don't get that. What does that mean, preventative?
All right, can we move? Were there other surgical things? You said I'm getting something? What?
No, I want something. Nate wants something. Scary wants something.
Aaron? Yeah.
I'm good right now.
Well, now I feel left out. I want something.
Well, Danielle, I want what you've had. I want a boob job. I want my boobs lifted and tightened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your nose.
My nose is fine.
Oh my nose. Yeah, I had my nose done years ago.
Scary. Did you just encourage Elvis to get a nose job as if he needs one?
He did.
When Elvis said, I want to have done what Danielle had done, I was assuming her nose job.
Oh, like, okay. Do you think Elvis needs a nose job?
No, he didn't mean that.
No, no.
Scotty, can you throw some water in here? I got it.
Oh, boy.
I'll go get
I got Italian cough drops over there for you.
Is? Producer Sam's perfume.
Oh, poor Sam.
Is she in the room again?
From Istanbul. All right, Diamond's here, though, and we wanted to talk to her about her birthday.
I need water. Seriously, every time Sam walks through.
I have water. I took a sip. Do you want it? Here.
Please. Sam's perfume has been killing me all day.
You must be allergic to whatever's in it.
Look at all these people panicking about the water.
All right. Moving on.
Okay. Andrew's got water for you.
Diamond.
Hi.
You have till Monday, your birthday, to come up with the place where we are going to send you on vacation.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
Do you want to talk about it? Thank you, Nate.
Sure, but thank I just don't know.
Here's a fresh one.
Oh, I don't care. Okay. I don't know where I'd go.
Well, is there anywhere you've never been that you're dying to go, like it's your bucket list?
There are a lot of places that I haven't been, but I don't know which one would be like the top of the list.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have till Monday. Okay. And on top of that, there's no time restriction. You don't have to take your trip next week. It can be over the next year.
But this is this like a weekend trip, right?
No, it's for our vacation.
Like a straight vacation.
I can do a weekend. I can do whatever you want, but we need to like narrow it down. You know, here's the issue. Sometimes in life, when great things come our way, we don't know what to do with them.
Right.
It's like going to a diner and they have 17 pages of a menu. You're like, I don't know where to start.
It's like the Cheesecake Factory.
She's asking everybody for their opinions. You don't have any place you really want to go?
Nothing that's like, oh my God, I need to go right now. Okay. You know, but I need to think about
it. I've got an idea.
Okay.
Roll online to some websites.
Going down. I got to give myself like maybe an hour today to like
travel
figure it out.
You go to travel
I have another
websites.
Idea also. Get a globe. Seriously, get a globe and start looking at geography and places and say, oh my God, you know, and write down like your favorite five and see if it's any of them are doable.
What are the restrictions?
Oh,
there are no restrictions.
Oh, it's going down.
I mean, it can't be more than a vacation week or a weekend or 3-day weekend.
Oh, so I can't take a month.
No,
a month? Have you lost your mind? See, this is what happens when you feed the beast and celebrate your birthday all month.
Dude.
Then all of a sudden, she's like, I get a month-long vacation. She's crazy. Don't feed her anymore.
Are you guys excited for my birthday, though?
No.
I
can't
do that. Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're giving you a fucking trip.
Hey!
So, Diamond, maybe you don't feel you're worthy of a free trip. It's kind of, is it uncomfortable for someone to give you something so extravagant? Is that a part of it?
No, but I'm never really someone to ask for anything. So the fact that you're like, oh, this is going to be given to you, I'm like, whoa, it's taking me like by surprise. Okay. And I'm like, wow.
Well, look, today is Thursday. You have till Monday. So
today's Thursday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. As my dad would say, all day.
All day.
Did you think it was
a 4-day work week? It kind of threw us all off. So think about it. And if anyone can give counsel, Gandhi,
I would love to help you. Give me a lit. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
You know, I got you.
Heard great things about Istanbul.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if you'd like a butt lift, that's the place to go.
Lift?
Oh, my God. Whatever. I'd love a little lipo, but we'll talk about that another day. Istanbul.
I will not pay for the procedure, just the trip.
Oh, damn. Okay, fine.
You all right?
I'm better now. You know, we had that conversation with producer Sam earlier. Like, how do you tell a coworker that their perfume or their cologne is just too much? Because when she walked in this morning at 6 a.m., you saw me.
You do it the way you tell me when I have bad breath. Yo, Skier, your breath stinks.
Well, I know, but you know, you're different.
And then by choking on it, you kind of told her. So I mean,
what is that contraption you're playing
it's
with?
For my neck. I found I went to physical therapy, and then because the phones are listening to you, this came up on my Instagram ad that this helps my neck.
What is it?
It pretty much relaxes the muscles. It's almost like a Theragun with minus the gun part, and it just like gets in.
It's like a Theragun, but it's like $4,000 cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Probably.
So I got it on Instagram, and it just came the other day. It actually works great. I love it.
I tried it yesterday.
Weird.
I thought it was not going to work, and it actually is pretty damn good.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't believe you ordered something from Instagram and got it quickly.
Yeah.
What?
I was surprised.
How weird is that?
You know what's messed up? I ordered something from Instagram for Diamond's birthday, and today she was shitting all over the thing that I ordered for her.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, listening to you in Scotty's studio.
No.
Oh, no.
That is true.
Where's the mic? She mentioned... Can I like go into detail a little bit? Okay, because I am sick and tired of people DMing me about damn dinosaurs. Stop it. I'm sick of this shit, honestly.
You don't believe they ever existed.
It just wasn't that big of a deal. I didn't think that anyone really cared that much about dinosaurs. Newsflash, they do. So I said that earlier. I'm like, if someone messages me about a damn dinosaur one more time, I'm over it. Like, I'm done. And then she goes,
You got her a dinosaur kit or something?
It's a dinosaur thing. And I thought she would really like it. And it was cute. And it brought back, you know, the whole conversation about dinosaurs. And I ordered it a while ago when this happened. And I got it. I was so excited. I'm like, she's going to love this. And she said in there today, the next damn person who mentions a damn dinosaur to me, I'm telling you, I'm fucking done with this.
Well, to be fair, can you let her be the last dinosaur thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Gandhi, I'd accept it. I'm going to love anything that she gives me.
It's going to follow you around for the rest of your career. Trust
and anybody listening to this podcast now is going to send you DMs about dinosaurs.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to double down. They don't exist.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Don't you think for a second with people's opinions so strongly about dinosaurs, don't you feel that maybe there is enough evidence to support the fact that there could be?
Well, okay, at this point, it's just the fact that I don't care, and the fact that people care so much. It's like, leave me alone before I really start arguing you down.
Right. Well, with that said, you have till Monday to come up with a vacation spot.
Let's go.
Time's up. We got
to
get out of here.
I guess she's not going to Jurassic Park.
What's that?
I guess she's not going to Jurassic Park.
No, she's not. We can go ahead and eliminate that from the possibilities of her trip. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women, by women.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.